Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Well, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
First time ever we have a listener joining us. How about that?
Hi, Sarah.
Everybody, this is Sarah Nguyen. How do I say your last name?
Nguyen. It's harder to pronounce it. It rolls your tongue if you told R. A lot of people say Nguyen in English. So, but it is. My full name is Sara Nguyen.
Okay.
Oh, how pretty!
And she's from Sweden, from Stockholm, right?
Yes, that's where I was born. Yep.
Okay, so the reason that we are doing this today is because our friends at Universal Yums, right, Garrett?
Yes.
So Garrett found this thing called Universal Yums, which, explain it.
I can't hear him. Turn the microphone on.
Yep, go ahead. There we go. All right, so Universal Yums, every month they send you a delicious box of treats from all over the world. So if you're a world traveler, you might know it, or if you're interested in traveling and saying, hey, what kind of food or treats are in Scandinavia, you get it every month delivered right to your door. So my family and I, during the pandemic, we started doing it with other family members in Florida. to kind of like unite and say, hey, let's have some fun. And we learn some stuff about the candy that's inside the box or stuff that we would never try. You know, we would see it at the airport and be like, why would I buy that? But some of it's delicious. Others, you're kind of like, maybe not. But for the most part, it's kind of fun. So we do it with our family once a month.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed receiving the Scandinavia box. I got to be honest with you, Sarah. And some of these things have already been eaten. The rum icing coated cookies. Rum icing coated cookies. Gone. I ate them all in less than an hour.
Was it the icing or the rum that did it for you?
Oh, so good.
Okay, I have a question. Is there like a fascination in Scandinavia with paprika?
A little bit. I love paprika. I like anything spicy. So yeah, kind of. Yeah, we like things very creamy and spicy, or creamy and spicy. So
okay. Well, that's why I went ahead and ate the Kim's American Grill potato chips with paprika and chili. Those are gone.
Oh, wow.
Which I find it so funny that we're calling them American Grill potato chips.
Right.
Like, do you have to denote that so people know that this is an American-style food?
I think so, yeah. In Sweden, Stockholm, right where I'm from, a lot of English is our second language. We speak a universal speaking country. We speak English and Swedish, so you're taught English very early. So when you go buy food, some of it will have English on it. If you go to a restaurant, the menu will be in Swedish and in English. So, yeah, and sometimes I have conversations with somebody, my family, and we speak half Swedish, half English. So, yeah, it is very common to mix up the languages there.
Well, the cheesy corn puffs are fabulous. They're better than Cheetos, I got to tell you right now.
I'm glad. So did you guys get any Swedish fish in there?
No, which is very disappointing. But
that's
I hear real Swedish fish are different than the Swedish fish we eat here. Is that correct?
I didn't know that.
That is correct. Swedish fish here, you buy it in a little bag and it's red. When you go to Stockholm or Sweden, you buy the loose candy. Like sometimes in grocery stores here, you can buy loose candy. Well, the Swedish fish in Sweden is a little softer, or bigger, and they're different colors, like orange, yellow, green. And they just taste a little different.
Okay, I think Brody's trying to join the Zoom.
Can you hear us, Brody?
Either that or he's opening up the cookies.
You know what's good is these small Tron Volas. What are these? These are good wild strawberry toffee. Okay,
we have a lot of good toffee there. Caramel and toffee, which is good. Now, is it all over from, did you get candy from other Scandinavian countries too? Or
there's
is
something
it,
here from Denmark I saw.
So there's a book Denmark. There you can flip through to kind of see
like
where.
I feel like I'm eating kind of healthy with the Karen Wolf oat cookies with cocoa filling.
They're not healthy, but they're so good, though. I ate that entire package, too.
What are it's these things?
Healthy. These are not cremes. Cookie dough.
Okay.
It's cookie dough.
Mmm.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
All right, we're just eating. We're not even doing anything. Right. I'll talk to someone.
Somebody ask us something about Sweden.
Go for it.
I mean, the stupid, easy, obvious question is everybody there blonde? I know that they're not, but you're blonde.
That's so funny because you guys are. I listened earlier about that blonde. That blonde hair is out now. And side part is out. I have both. I have real blonde hair, and I have a side part. But yeah, no, not every Scandinavian is blonde. my mom has brown hair and green eyes. I have a blue eyes and blonde hair. My brothers have dark hair and blue eyes. So it's all different. It's kind of like Italy.
Is there an IKEA on every corner?
At first IKEA started in Stockholm years ago. And I remember going there when I was a little kid. And yeah, just about, yeah.
I have a question, which I'll ask the room and see if you know the answer. Which of these companies started in Denmark? IKEA, Nokia, Spotify, or Lego?
Legos, I would say.
Oh.
Yeah, Sarah and Scotty are correct, of course. So there we go. Lego from Danish legot, meaning play well. I didn't know that. I didn't know it meant play well. I just meant Lego.
Ooh, I know. What do Swedish people think of Americans?
be honest.
Wow. That's a great question. They think America is cool and everything, but they laugh at like the company's vacation policies because we have a lead in Sweden. They have more lenient time off. So you can take a whole 2 months just to travel if you wanted to.
Oh, God, I'm
We only have like 6 hour work days now. So, but if I said my family who travels all the time, they ask me to come and I tell them I can't, then they laugh because, you only get 5 days off or 2 weeks off.
It's crazy. So,
it is crazy.
You know, my favorite is if we go visit our friends in Europe, we're usually there for maybe a weekend or 4 or 5 days. When my European friends come to stay with us, they're here for like a month. I'm like,
yes.
I don't want you here that long. No, it's like you can stay here for a week and then you got to get your ass out of here. There's another country to go see.
Yeah, it's so true. Because they're more about family and, you know, they think that you can be more productive, you know, with having more leisure time.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I know somebody that works at a radio station in Norway and they had a child like 3 years previously and he was taking his parental leave for what? I think it was 9 months or something.
Nice. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And he's split it.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, you can take it whenever within like 5 years of the child being born. I'm like, what? Yeah. And
that's awesome.
Like nobody can say anything. Like that's it. You could just do it. It's mandated by the government. It's crazy.
If you think about it, why should people say anything? You're raising a child.
Exactly.
I mean, you want kids, agree. And I think you should have plenty of time off, both parents, to take care of a new little baby.
But you know how it is in America. Americans are afraid to take their vacation. They're afraid someone else is going to move into their lane, and they'll be unnecessary. Yeah. Oh. I'm going to take more vacations so you guys can move into my lane and I can just move. I'm going to move to Stockholm. So bye.
I thought you were about to say you're about to have a baby.
Or that. My dog just ate one of the jalapeno popcorns.
Uh-oh.
So just... Oh, wow. Did you like it?
I don't know.
Another question that we can learn. Which of the following is a real competition in Finland? Loudest scream, longest nose blow, sharpest knife, or cell phone throwing?
All of the above.
Loudest scream?
Actually, it is cell phone throwing is a real competition in Finland.
Who made that up?
Yeah, and she's from Sweden, so different place.
I've never seen that about Finland. Okay.
Hey, can I be honest about something?
No.
So when I went to Sweden, I actually went to Sweden. I went to Stockholm. This is, 5 years ago now? Beautiful. Okay. One of the cleanest places I've ever been. Not one piece of trash, not a cigarette butt, nothing on the sidewalks. And I remember being on the tram going from the plane to the airport terminal, and I saw a man who was the most attractive man I have ever seen in my entire life. And I just, for a second, I'm like, wow, I wonder what it'd be like to be with that man. Because he was so unbelievably, he had the most perfect features. And then it just continued throughout my entire time in Stockholm. The people were some of the most attractive people I've ever seen. Anywhere.
Was it because they look like you, kind of? Is that why?
I don't know what it was. Wow. Like the facial features and everything. Like I saw a girl outside of a drugstore smoking a cigarette on her cigarette break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this girl could be a model. So why is she working at a drugstore?
People like me shouldn't go to Stockholm.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I would stick out very bad there.
Nate has only described a guy like this one other time. Like, I know he's being honest because when he talked about Zac Efron, he was so, like,
it's
just
true.
Talking about Zac Efron the same way he was talking about the guys in Skin.
That guy, I still, if I close, do you guys ever have that person that you saw for just a second in your life and you can still remember years later?
Yeah.
This is that guy. I can close my eyes and I can see him. He had these perfect Argyle socks on. Perfect.
We really have been talking about this for a long
Sorry.
Time.
I just wanted to talk about this guy.
Hey, crutch.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Hey, Sarah, you know what I love? I've only been into Scandinavian countries several times in my life, but one thing I always loved, no matter how warm or cold it was, people love to be in the outdoors. People love to go for a walk. People love to go out on picnics, leisurely bike rides, ice fishing, whatever you want to do. I love it that people love being outdoors there because it's such a beautiful place, right?
Yes. We are very outdoorsy people. If you go to Stockholm, most people ride their bikes around town all the time, even in the cold, or walk. We like the outdoors, we like the fresh air. The only thing in the wintertime, it gets darker earlier, like 3 o'clock.
Right.
But in the summer, sun sets at like 10 or 10:30 at night. So it's like daylight, it's almost 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. So, makes me want to get on a plane. But if you can't get on a plane and go today, you can eat their snacks.
Nate, and Scary, did you just have the chocolatey cookie dough balls?
Yes.
I already had mine. I had one.
And it tasted like I was eating French toast for a minute. Yeah. It was so good.
Chocolate E.
Hey, you know, when we do this next, when we do talk about the English stuff, I think we should have Danielle's husband on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Danielle, your husband is so funny. I follow him on Instagram. He's so funny.
Aw, thank you.
He's definitely very odd. We love him, too.
That's why we love him.
Well, Sarah, everybody's weird, though.
Yep. Weird. Not my dad.
It's
David Brody. It's Brody.
This is hilarious.
Danny, if you could just mute David Brody.
It's like Uncle Johnny trying to sign on.
So Garrett turned us on to Universal Yums. They take you around the world with all the snacks. This is why every time I travel anywhere, Sarah, I love going to the local grocery stores and just piling up on all the snacks you can take home. It's great.
Absolutely.
We love Universal Yums.
All you hear is rappers through this entire podcast.
It's so funny to me. It's like an alien is trying to tap into our feed.
It is. Listen, is there anything else you want to tell Sarah about eating our wonderful foods from Scandinavia? Things that we could actually create or find in our own stores here in the States?
Yeah, we have a lot of food that's good. We eat a lot of cucumber, dill, shrimp, seafood. But we also eat, and I hate to say, I don't eat it personally, they eat reindeer. We eat a lot, all kinds of meat like that. But if you go to Stockholm, there's a place called the Old Town. It's like the oldest little village. It's in the castle. And they have tons of restaurants and stores there. Everything is really delicious. I just recommend traveling there once in your life, especially Stockholm, and then just traveling up north. You can see the Northern Lights. Sweden connects to Norway. So you could go to Norway and then go down to Sweden. It's really nice. So the best time to go is in the summer. It's in the spring and the summer. So you can be on the water and the boat, you know, and an experience. But yeah, everybody should give it a try. Not just the Swiss meatballs at IKEA.
In the Universal Yums box, by the way.
No.
And I have one statement. Swedish meatballs are never served on top of egg noodles.
Oh, they're not? Yes.
No.
But they're so good like that.
Right.
They are good like that, but they're served with potatoes and this chutney sauce and berries that you can't get here. It's called lingonberry.
Yep. We were talking about them yesterday.
Yeah.
It's really funny. We've had the lingonberry conversation every day this week. Isn't that kind of strange?
I know. It's very strange.
Hey,
Sarah, thank you so much for being on with us today. You're fabulous. Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with us.
Thank you for having me. I've been listening since, oh my gosh, I was a little kid, like years and years.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, hey.
So
that's
nice
hello
to meet
in
you.
Swedish.
Because
I'm Sarah. We're all going to Scandinavia. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
So nice to meet you.
That was awesome. And there's your 50-Minute Morning Show podcast. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you for being part of it.
Absolutely.
It.
Our pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.